Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by Stitcher Radio. I am loving Stitcher. I keep getting news little blurbs. It's actually how I'm staying up on my news, especially when I don't have a TV in front of me all day. That's how I do it. So go to otrwesterns.com/Stitcher and take a look. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Hop Along Cassie. Original air date is February 23rd, 1952, and the title is Right Rope, Wrong Neck. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy, the same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hopalong is a name to be feared, respected, and admired. For this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy and Andy Clyde as California. Well, Hoppy, what about our story?
We call this adventure Right Rope, Wrong Neck. The reason we call it that is because there was a rope involved. A rope that hung above a certain grim scaffolding in the territorial penitentiary at Battery Rock. And a neck involved, too. A neck that belonged to a friend of California's and mine, Fred Oakes. Fred had been sent to Battery Rock to hang for the murder of old Judge Melchior. But the judge's death had really been an accident. And as soon as we had proved this to everyone's satisfaction, California and I headed for Battery Rock with a signed release in our pockets. We were nearing our destination on the third day out, and neither one of us were prepared for the shock that was in store for us.
Poppy, this is getting to be an awful long ride. How much further is it?
What are you complaining about? We've only been on the road for 3 days.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm getting awful saddle-weary.
So am I. But it's for a good cause. We'll be able to take Fred back to his wife.
Yeah. It'll sure be good to see them two together again,
It sure will.
Hey, Hoppy, ain't that it up there ahead?
Yeah, that's it, all right.
Big place, ain't it?
Sure is.
I'd hate to try to get over that high fence.
Yeah, pretty big gate, too. And there's something else. See those four cupolos up there?
Yeah, what's cupolos?
Those boxes at each corner of the building.
Oh, that's what them is, huh?
Yeah. And in each one of those cupolos is a guard with a gun. That's four pretty good reasons to keep you from going over that fence, huh?
Yeah. Well, here we are.
Oh, boy. Hi there. Open up. We got business with the warden.
What kind of business, mister?
Official business. We're bringing good news for one of your boarders. Ever see anything like this before?
Yep. That's from the governor's office. It's got his seal on it. It's all right, I guess. What's your names?
Name's Cassidy. They call me Hopalong. This is California Carlson.
Heard of you fellas. All right, give me your guns and I'll open the gates and you can go on in.
Thanks. Here's mine.
Here you are, feller.
Thanks. You can have them back again on your way out. Wait a second now, and I'll get the gates for you. There, go on in.
Which way do we go?
Right over there to your left. There's a hitch rail over there. To find the warden, you take that outside staircase right next to it. Now, that's his office upstairs there, right off the landing.
Thanks. Come on, California.
We're all right with you, Hoppy.
Big place here, isn't it? Yeah, here we are.
Yep, and I guess that there's the staircase.
Yeah, might as well go up.
Sure, it's going to be a pleasure seeing Fred's face when he walks out of this place. It's going to be worth all the work it cost us.
It is at that. Well, here we are. Just walk in, I guess. Warden Davis?
That's me, stranger. Come in.
Thanks. I'm Hopalong Cassidy, and this is California Carlson.
Howdy.
Here's something I think you'll be glad to see.
Oh?
Yeah, go ahead. Open it up, mister.
Why, this isn't worth the paper it's written on.
What do you mean? Why isn't it?
This is an order for the release of Fred Oakes.
Well, certainly it is. We're taking him out of here. That's why we rode all this way, to bring you that release.
Well, you're just a matter of about 30 hours too late.
What?
Hey, what does that mean?
Means that yesterday morning, Fred Oakes broke jail.
He what?
When we get him back this time, he'll hang. You see, he not only broke jail, but in doing so, he killed one of my guards.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Right Rope, Wrong Neck. It was a shock to Hoppy to learn that his friend, Fred Oakes, whom he had cleared of a murder charge and expected to free from jail, had made a break and killed a guard in the process. Now, he asks Warden Davis some pointed questions.
Warden, I don't understand this. If Fred had known he was going to be released, he'd have never tried to break jail. Why wasn't he told about it?
Told about it? How could I tell him something I didn't know myself?
Well, why didn't you know about it?
Maybe because no one saw fit to tell me.
Oh, but that's not so. Governor Martin sent a messenger as soon as he heard that California and I had evidence that it'd clear Fred.
Messenger?
He wanted to make sure that Fred wouldn't be executed before his release could get here.
And then all I can say is that something must have happened to the messenger. I give you my word, I knew nothing about this till just now.
Well, I don't understand this.
Neither do I. But I've told you the facts.
Maybe something happened to that fellow the governor sent, Hoppy.
Well, something must have. What I want to know is whether it was an accident or something that was made to happen.
If it was something that was made to happen, then someone must have had a motive for Oak's death. Someone wanted him to hang.
Exactly. Do you know of anyone like that, Warden?
No, I don't. But you know more of his affairs than I do. Perhaps you can think of someone.
No. No, I can't. I can't see how anyone could have gained by it. By the way, Warden, how did Fred manage his escape?
No one seems to know. All we know is that somehow he managed to get out of his cell just before dawn.
Well, how could that be?
The first anyone knew about it was when he showed up in the yard. Then he was fired at, but he cleared the gate and got away.
Well, he must have had help.
No doubt. I'd like to know where that help came from. This is the seventh escape in the last 6 months. One more and it'll mean my job.
But what have you done to get Fred back?
Sent two of my best men after him. Mahoney and Taggart.
Are they guards?
Yeah, they used to be deputy sheriffs. They're good men on the trail. I've ordered them not to come back without him.
I see. Then that's taken care of. California, you and I'd better get started. We got a different job to do.
Anything you say, Hoppy?
What's on your mind, Cassidy?
That messenger the governor sent here. I'm going to find out what became of him.
I've looked everywhere for that messenger fella, Hoppy. My notion is he ain't to be found.
I've found him, California.
You have? What's he doing?
Right now, not much of anything. He's dead. You see, California? He's lying over there, and all the signs have been made to look like he'd been shot on the way to the pen.
Yeah?
But look here. This is where he was really killed. And this sign shows that he was killed while riding away from the pen. In other words, he wasn't killed till he'd been there and was already on his way back.
Then the warden lied to us.
Well, that remains to be seen. There may be another explanation.
If there is, I'd admire to hear it. I reckon we'd better hightail it back there and put a few more questions to that feller, Hoppy. And the sooner the better.
No, I thought so at first. Something else has occurred to me.
What's that?
Those guards Davis sent out after Fred. Mahoney and Taggart. I wonder if they catch Fred, if he'll ever get back to the van.
What makes you say that?
Fred killed a guard, California. It might just be that they'd rather shoot him down and take him prisoner.
Yeah,
Or shoot him down afterwards and claim he tried to escape. Things like that have happened before, you know.
Darn tootin' they have. But they get a couple of days head start on us. How do we get to Fred afore they do, and how do we know where to look for him anyway?
I think the first thing he'll do is try to see his wife.
Yeah, sure he will. And Mahoney and Taggart know that as well as we do.
Of course they do. But what they probably don't know is that she isn't living at Miles City any longer.
No. Where is she?
She's at Buffalo Point. She moved there right after the trial to get away from the talk. Only Fred and I knew that.
Then we head for Buffalo Point. Huh?
Right. Fred will have to hide out and take a roundabout route. If we hurry, we may be able to reach there almost as soon as he does. Come on, boy. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Oh. Now, you stay right here. I gotta see if Mary's to home or not. Now, don't you make no noise, fella. Mary?
Oh, Fred! Oh, Fred!
Hi there, honey.
Oh, Fred, you're back. I knew you were coming, but I never expected you this soon. Oh, darling, it's so wonderful to see you again. It's almost impossible to believe.
Yeah, but honey, you said you knew I was coming. They don't know I was headed this way, do they?
Of course. Hoppy told me you'd come just as soon as they set you free. But I thought...
Set me free? Hey, what is this? What's all this about Hoppy and setting me free and everything? Come on, what is this?
But Fred, Hoppy got your release.
Release? I don't know anything about any release. Look, honey, don't you know why I'm here? I'm here because I broke out.
Oh, no, Fred. No.
That's only the half of it. If they catch me this time, they'll hang me for sure,
well,
but...
Then we'll have to get out of here.
Huh?
Well, I don't know what this is all about, and I don't want to know either. All I know is that if they're after you, they're not going to get you back. Come on, Fred, help me, please. We'll get the things we need together and get out of here just as soon as we can.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. I'm heading for the border.
Well, what of it? Where else would you go?
You can't go with me.
But I am going with you. I'm not going to allow you out of my sight again. Not till I have to anyway, and I hope I never have to. Come on, let's not argue, Fred. We haven't much time.
Hey, wait a second.
What?
Thought I heard something. You stay right there. I'll get behind the door here. If anyone comes in, you tell them I...
But someone has come in.
Why, you... Oh! Oh, it's you, Hoppy.
Yeah.
I was afraid... Oh, look, Hoppy, you're just in time. I'm plenty glad to see you. I gotta head for the border. Mary's coming with me. I can't wait...
Wait a second. Not so fast, Fred.
Huh?
Before we go any further, I'd like to ask you one question.
What's that?
Did you kill that guard at the penitentiary?
Yeah. Yeah, I killed him, Hoppy, but I couldn't help it. You gotta believe me.
Sure.
I didn't even intend to kill him. It was just an accident. Hey, what kind of a joke is this, Hoppy? What's that gun for?
I'm sorry, Fred, but I'm taking you back.
Oh,
you don't mean that.
I do mean it.
I thought you were my friend.
But I am your friend.
That's what you say. From where I stand, you look more like a dirty dog.
Fred, I feel like a dog. But you've killed a man, and you'll have to pay for it.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Right Rope, Wrong Neck. When Hoppy arrested him for the murder of the guard at Battery Rock, Fred Oakes was bitter in his denunciation of his one-time friend. But Hoppy felt that he had no choice, that he was only doing what his duty demanded. Shortly afterwards, they started on the return journey to Battery Rock, accompanied by California. And now we see them early in the morning, after they've made their first camp.
California.
Yeah, Hoppy?
I think today we'll cut a little farther over to the north to avoid the main trails.
Why?
I don't want to take a chance on running into Mahoney and Taggart. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't too far away from us right now.
Neither would I, Hoppy. I think you get the right idea.
Well, why so anxious to dodge him?
Well, if they take you in, Fred, I'm not so sure you'll reach the pen alive. They're guards. And after all, you killed a guard, you know.
Oh.
Now, way things are, if we run into them, they'll have the authority to take over.
Yeah, they would.
California and I wouldn't have any right to refuse to give you up, so it's better to dodge them.
Yeah, I get the idea now.
We'll be on our way pretty soon. But first, there's some things I'd like to ask you.
Yeah? What?
For one, how'd you ever get out of your cell?
Hoppy, you'll likely not believe this, but for the life of me, I don't know. Somebody unlocked that cell during the night while I was asleep. When I woke up just before sunup, I found the door unlocked and a gun sitting inside.
I can believe you, all right. In other words, someone was trying to frame you.
Well, maybe.
Well, who'd want to frame you? Who'd have a reason?
I don't know, Hoppy.
The warden and I were discussing that.
Hoppy, up until I made this break, I never figured I had an enemy in the world. It's a cinch nobody stands to gain anything by seeing me killed.
I don't know. It's got me stumped.
Well, you won't get any help from me. I can't give it to you.
Well, you would if you could, I know. Well, there's something else.
What's that, Hoppy?
I've known you for a long time, Fred. I've always figured you to be pretty level-headed. What made you kill that guard?
I didn't mean to, Hoppy. I told you that.
But still, you did. How come?
Well, it happened just when I was making for the gate. He popped up in front of me right out of nowhere. All I did was fire over his head to scare him.
Yeah.
You see, he started to aim at me with that shotgun he was carrying.
How'd you know you killed him? You didn't stop to examine him, did you?
No, I just happened to look back when I topped the gate. Could tell from the way he was lying on his back that he must have been dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I don't... Hey, wait a second. I thought you told me that when you tried to fire over his head, he was aiming at you.
He was. Just starting to, I mean.
Then how come he was lying on his back?
Huh?
Hey, I think you see what you're getting at, Hoppy.
Of course. If you'd hit him from in front, he should have been lying on his face.
How come?
It'll happen that way 99 times out of 100. I've never seen an exception. He shouldn't have been lying on his back unless you shot him there.
But I'm telling you the truth, Hoppy. He was facing me. He had his...
Of course you're telling the truth. As long as you've admitted killing him, what reason would you have for lying? But you didn't kill him.
What?
Someone else must have. Someone who shot him in the back.
Say, you think that can be so, Hoppy?
It must be. Was anyone else firing at the time?
Yeah, but it was dark, so I couldn't see just who was and who wasn't, Hoppy. But it sounded to me right then like everything was aimed in my direction.
Then anyone might have done it. I'm not taking you back to the pen.
I don't understand,
this
Hoppy.
This changes things. If you didn't kill that guard, I want to find out who did before they get their hands on you. You get aboard that horse of yours, Fred, and we'll...
And if he does, I'll blast him right off it again.
What is this?
Come on, Mahoney. You're all under arrest, all three of you.
You're Taggart and Mahoney.
That's right, I'm Taggart. Who are you two?
My name's Cassidy, and this is California Carlson. We were...
Not just... interested in faked explanations, Cassidy. You and Carlson under arrest for planning to help this killer to escape. Hey, what in blazes...
Next time you try to arrest anyone, you'd better take their guns, Taggart. I'm told you and Mahoney are ex-deputies. You should have known better.
You won't get far, Cassidy. We're not
going
to stay.
We're not going anyplace.
Huh?
We're going to Battery Rock with you.
What's the idea?
We don't mind going with you. We just don't care about going under arrest, that's all, Taggart. And as long as you're taking Fred, we want to go with you. We figure that way Fred will have a better chance of getting to Battery Rock alive. Any objections?
Do us any good if we made any?
None at all.
And we won't make none. But you'll be sorry for this, Cassidy. Wait and see if you ain't.
No, I'm not interested in putting you and Carlson under arrest, Cassidy.
Thanks, Warden.
Now, as a matter of fact, from what you've told me, I agree with you that Oakes may not be guilty. A jury isn't likely to agree with you, though.
Yeah, it very likely wouldn't.
You won't be able to clear Oakes this time unless you can show who did kill that guard.
I agree with you.
Which still leaves us with the problem of trying to figure who could gain anything by doing Oakes harm.
Does it, Warden?
Well, doesn't it?
I've been thinking this over, Warden. I've got a hunch we've been attacking this whole problem from the wrong angle. I don't think anyone cared what happened to Fred.
Then why was that messenger killed? Whoever killed him wanted Oakes hung, didn't they?
I don't think so. I think they merely wanted Fred to believe he was going to be hanged.
Why?
So when he got a chance, he'd make a break.
But I still say why.
So that that guard could be murdered under cover of that break.
Say, maybe you're right. They
didn't want Fred killed. They wanted to kill the guard. Fred was just going to be the goat. Say, have you got a file on that guard, Warden? What was his name?
Jackson. Yeah, just a second. Yes, I have his
this file right over here. Won't take a second here. You'll have quite a bit of information about him, of course. We always keep it. Cassidy.
What? What is it?
It's gone. Jackson's file is gone.
California. California.
Hoppy, what is it?
I'm riding to Cedar Butte. You stay here and keep an eye on Fred.
How long are you going to be gone?
I don't know. A couple of days at least, maybe longer.
What you going for?
To look up Jackson's background. He's that dead guard. He came from Cedar Butte. Maybe they can tell me what I want to know over there.
What's that?
Tell you when I get back. I'm in a hurry. Come on, Topper.
But Hoppy, wait. Doggone. When that Hoppy's in a hurry, he sure ain't going to be hindered. Doggone, Warden. I don't know what's happened to Hoppy. All I know is the same as you do, that he's been gone a week, and he said he'd likely be gone only a couple of days. He...
Something must have happened to him.
Maybe it has, but...
But it has.
Hoppy! Well, we was...
I was gone longer than I expected. Because after going to Cedar Butte, I had to go on to the state capitol. Warden, I've found out plenty.
What's that?
Well, in the first place, Jackson wasn't a guard after all. He only pretended to be.
Huh?
And his name wasn't Jackson. It was Mason.
I don't get it.
You weren't supposed to. Jackson, or Mason, or whatever his name was sent here by the governor. You remember all those escapes you told me about?
Yes.
Well, the governor sent Jackson here to find out who was behind them.
Why wasn't I told that?
Because for all the governor knew, you might have been behind them.
Oh, that's nonsense. Who was?
We don't know. But it's pretty obvious now that the man Jackson was after found out about it and framed Fred's escape so he'd have a chance to kill him. With Fred getting the blame.
Yeah, then we're no closer to knowing who he is than we were before.
But I think we are.
Huh? How come?
Jackson knew who engineered those escapes. He named the man in his last report. That report never reached the governor.
It didn't?
Either the man he was after destroyed it, or else...
Or else what?
Or else it's still hidden somewhere in Jackson's quarters. He would have kept it hidden somewhere, of course, till he had a chance to send it out. And the man who killed him may never have found it.
Hmm. Well, I'll have a look for it immediately.
But I thought California and I would...
No. This is my job, Cassidy. I'll look for it.
All right, you do that, Warden. Let us know what you find.
There he is, Hoppy. There's Warden Davis coming out of Jackson's cottage right now. What are we going to do to him?
Wait a second.
He's lighting a match.
Wants to see what he's got. Yeah, he's looking at some papers, California.
He's going to set fire to him. Come on.
Hold on there.
Hey, what?
Grab him, California.
Hold still, you varmint. I got you. I got him, Hoppy. Well, I'll be doggone. It's you.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy.
Yeah, what's going on here? Look here, Cassidy, what is this?
California just grabbed off the man we want, Warden.
Huh?
He thought at first it was you. When we got up close, we found out different.
Taggart? Why, it's Taggart.
Sure it is. He gave himself away by stealing Jackson's report and trying to destroy it.
You'd never have caught me, Cassidy, if Jackson hadn't left this report around. I should have looked for it before.
If you had, you'd never have found it, Taggart. You there. Take this fellow away. Lock him up.
I'll do that. Come on, Taggart. This is going to be a pleasure.
Cut!
Oh, this was a clever capture, Cassidy. What I don't understand is how Taggart knew we were looking for that report. Why, I thought all along I'd kept it a secret.
Not in a penitentiary, Warden. You were forgetting the prison grapevine. And that was what I was banking on.
Yes, of course. But tell me, what did you mean when you said he wouldn't have found that report even if he had looked for it before? Surely, if it's been there all the time...
But it hasn't. What? I needed that report to make the man we wanted betray himself. As soon as he heard about it, he figured he'd have to find it and destroy it.
Yes, I understand, but...
There's one thing he didn't know.
What was that?
Jackson had nothing to do with it. I wrote that report myself.
You... Well, I'll...
Don't trouble to express yourself, Warden. Come on, California, let's be on our way.
Yeah.
Well, with a little manipulating, it looks like Hoppy finally measured the rope for the right neck. The next time we meet Hoppy and his sidekick, California, we find them driving 10,000 head of cattle to market. But before they complete their mission, they run into plenty of trouble at the hands of a rival outfit. That is, until Hoppy finds out who caused the stampede at Semple's Crossing. Don't miss this next Hopalong Cassidy adventure. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. Right Rope, Wrong Neck was written by Gibson Scott Fox, with original music under the personal direction of Albert Glasser. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.